From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Even if you're not a fan of the band Fall Out Boy, you may have heard a song or two from the band's last two big-selling albums. Pete Wentz is the bassist and frontman for Fall Out Boy. NPR's Neda Ulubi reports that Wentz wants to embody a new kind of rock star masculinity.
Pete Wentz is alley cat skinny. He's got inky black hair, a goofy grin, and a predilection for wearing eyeliner and girls' jeans, and kissing his male bandmates on stage. Somehow, Wentz makes all of this mainstream.
So I bought the eyeliner, which is called Guyliner. I started wearing it because I felt like it tested some boundaries.
The bassist showed off his guyliner application techniques on People magazine's website after being named one of the year's most beautiful people.
Smear it, because when you're a guy, you don't really want your makeup to look perfect.
In an amphitheater green room before a recent crowded concert, Pete Wentz acknowledged his debts to David Bowie, Marilyn Manson, and Kurt Cobain, his heroes in playful gender subversion.
My whole point is, like, I think that there's something in art where you should be making people feel uncomfortable.
For Wentz, part of that means calling out homophobia, still pernicious in rock and high schools, where Fall Out Boy is something of a cult to millions of fans.
I would never come out and say I was gay because I'm not gay. And there's part of me that kind of wishes I was gay, and I think that that comes from anybody who is constantly wishing that they were in the minority, you know, and constantly wants to be kind of fighting everybody off, you know.
Something about that attitude appeals to teenagers, like 15-year-old Montana Worth.
He's adorable and he's my husband.
Worth and her friends stood in line for hours before a Fall Out Boy concert in Fairfax, Virginia.
And he's just the best.
Worth's ardor for Pete Wentz is undiminished by inevitable online rumors that he is secretly gay, or by his much-publicized romance with entertainer Ashley Simpson. Montana Worth thinks Fall Out Boy is cool because Wentz sometimes swaps he for she in his lyrics.
There's people who are out in the crowd who are screaming along with the words who 10 years ago have been calling me faggot in high school.
Being a guy who's not hung up on homophobia is a good way to get girls.
Shayna Crockmull says it's also a way to make a statement. She's the online editor for Out magazine.
Fall Out Boy isn't alone in figuring out that appealing to gay fans or appealing to the friends of gay fans or simply just appealing to people who don't want to consider themselves homophobic is a great marketing strategy.
And it's become part of Pete Wentz's brand, or maybe empire. Wentz owns a bar in New York, a clothing line, and a boutique record label that allows Wentz to find and groom bands that share his aesthetics and ethos. Vanity labels are standard for rock stars, but Wentz has an uncommon knack for sniffing out groups like Panic at the Disco. Their very first record went platinum.
These dudes went from the most green band you've ever seen on the planet to, you know, they're in these freaking suits from that look like they're on sailing on the Titanic, and they're, like, you know, playing this bizarre circus music and making this whole different impression in pop culture that I think is cohesive with the one that we're kind of making.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear in exchanging of words.
Panic at the Disco was started by a high school student who posted messages relentlessly on Pete Wentz's blog. Shayna Crockmull says Wentz helped Panic at the Disco conquer the airwaves and MTV by encouraging them to wear flamboyant makeup and kiss each other on stage.
This isn't clearly something that bands on any label would get away with or certainly be encouraged to. And so I think you see the Pete Wentz effect on masculinity being extended through these other bands who he's supporting both financially and as their mentor.
For his part, Wentz says he looks to Andy Warhol as a model when it comes to the art of business.
You can impact and shift pop culture, and you're able to do that by connecting visuals and art and music and how you look, and they all, like, kind of work as one cohesive push to kind of, like, actually hopefully change the course of, like, pop history a little bit.
Maybe he can, says Out Magazine's Shayna Crockmull. She says Pete Wentz's confessional bravado reflects the way young consumers think.
And I think if we know anything about how the music industry works, particularly right now, it's so geared towards 14 and 15 year olds. And what 14 and 15 year olds like when it comes to how a rock band expresses its masculinity is Fall Out Boy.
Of course, for every Pete Wentz, there's an old school macho like Kid Rock. But Wentz is part of a wave of male musicians, including other mega bands like My Chemical Romance, surfing the sexual politics of rock. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And you can download an extended interview with Pete Wentz at our website, npr.org/music.